This is an Aero News Touch and Go for November 8, 2007. I'm Paul Plagg. What NASA described as one of its most challenging missions ever, and one which became even more complicated as it went along, closed with a textbook landing Wednesday at the Kennedy Space Center. The Space Shuttle Discovery made a circling approach to runway 33 and touched down under sunny Florida skies during its first scheduled window at 1:02 p.m. Eastern Time on Wednesday. During its stay at the station, the STS-120 crew installed the Harmony Node 2 module and relocated the P-6 truss and solar array. The last of four spacewalks was changed during the mission so the crew could repair a torn solar array on the P-6 truss, then finish its successful deployment. A planned fifth spacewalk was deferred. Discovery also delivered a new station crew member, flight engineer Daniel Tanney. STS-120 was Discovery's 23rd mission. The next mission will be flown by Atlantis in December. Bombardier's veteran Q400, formerly known as the de Havilland Dash 8, got a clean bill of health from European safety regulators on Wednesday. EASA is satisfied there is something unique to the experience of Scandinavian Airlines, which has had three of its Q400s suffer collapsing right main landing gear in less than 2 months. The third SAS incident last month has been preliminarily traced to a loose rubber O-ring which may have jammed the gear and kept it from extending. SAS personnel had made an improvised repair 6 days earlier, modifying nose gear parts to fit the right main gear. The decision by EASA means that the Q400 will continue to receive airworthiness certification in Europe. SAS, however, is sticking with its decision to ground its entire fleet of Q400s. The airline's three rapid-fire gear failures are the only ones in the plane's history. Even those who thought the Transportation Security Administration would be a good idea have to be embarrassed by these statistics. The TSA's terrorist watch list now has 755,000 names on it, and 15,000 of those people have pending requests to have their names removed, including one former Navy aviator and 22-year career airline pilot we told you about yesterday. Last month, Lisa Graves of the Center for National Security Studies summarized the obvious in comments to USA Today. Quote, "It undermines the authority of the list. There's just no rational, reasonable estimate that there's anywhere close to that many suspected terrorists," unquote. Representative Benny Thompson, chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee, has promised to grill TSA officials at a hearing into the matter today. Raytheon is claiming two more successful test intercepts for its Aegis ballistic missile defense system. In a first-of-its-kind dual missile defense test, on Tuesday, two Raytheon company-built Standard Missile 3s, fired from a U.S. Navy ship, simultaneously intercepted and destroyed two short-range ballistic missile targets in space. Raytheon says this was the first time a Navy ship demonstrated simultaneous engagements against ballistic missile targets outside the Earth's atmosphere. The crew of the guided missile cruiser USS Lake Erie fired both SM-3 intercepting missiles after personnel at the Navy's Pacific Missile Range facility on Kauai launched the ballistic missile targets. The Japanese guided missile destroyer JS Kongo also participated to detect, track, and conduct a simulated engagement of the targets using its newly installed Aegis system. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. China says its lunar probe is doing even better than expected. Lunar orbit could be a crowded place in the next couple of years. And could Boeing face further delays in the Dreamliner? Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today, Kevin Lancaster, CEO of True Flight Aerospace, talks with me about restarting production on the Tiger from his new plant in Valdosta, Georgia. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.